Hi, it's Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com with another companion podcast for value price wine we wrote up a review of on the CheapWineFinder.com website. We've been doing that site for 15 years. The podcast is relatively newer compared to that anyway, but we've been doing that a few years too. And we write about usually under $20 wines come December, November. We might go a little above that, but right now we've got a wine that sells for $12.98. And it is the Trader Joe's Grand Reserve Russian River Valley Chardonnay 2021. Russian River Valley is runs north-south. It didn't always. Way back when, a earthquake made it change it from going east-west to north and south. And it runs along the California coast, but there is a AVA even closer. The Sonoma Coast is a mountain valley AVA that runs all the way up to Mendocino. And there's two coastal AVAs in California. And both of them do Chardonnay and Pinot Noir very well. And so that's what we have here. I don't know where in the Russian River. It runs all the way, actually it runs even through Mendocino. So it is a large, lengthy river valley. But the weird thing about it, and I'm going to grab the bottle because I want to read the name of it off the back. It says the wine was vinted and bottled by Aril Wines, Oakville, California. Oakville is one of the AVAs inside Napa. Aril Wines is a high-end boutique winery doing Napa wines that have had winemakers. Their last winemaker was from Silver Oak and the new one's from Turley. Both very high-end, and what are they doing with this wine? Though vinted and bottled only means they basically bottled it. So why is this small Napa winery bottling a Trader Joe's Grand Reserve wine? It doesn't make sense to me, because you could figure they could have gotten somebody anywhere. I mean, a bottling line's a bottling line's a machine. I mean, there's not that much nuance to it. So that's kind of a mystery here. Because there is a very boutique-y, high-end winery that has something to do with it, and it doesn't make sense that it's there. Don't know. I mean, did somebody that is a part of this winery have another company that will do custom wines, and then that custom wine company didn't have a bottling line, so use theirs? I don't know, but that's my guesswork is that this is going to, well, I know. This is a wine that tasted more expensive to me. For one thing, value-priced Chardonnay tends to be bright and juicy. And this one's more dark and broody. I mean, it's kind of subtle, it's kind of reserved, it's got great taste. I'm going to take a sip. But like I said, value-priced wines tend to be juicy and bright, and they're puppy dogs wagging their tail. Everybody loves them. This one tastes more elegant and a little bit on the expensive side, which might be something the Grand Reserve. Trader Joe's used to try to give you guidelines what the Reserve was, what the Grand Reserve was, what the Platinum Reserve was, what the Diamond Reserve was. But this might be a Chardonnay that at some point is $12.99. Was selling in the 20s, maybe lower 20s, around 20, if it was with a different label. It's really well made. This is not something that just got thrown together, I don't believe. And it also, I think, is one of those wines that part of it is oak age and the other part of it isn't. And maybe part of it has malolactic and the other part doesn't. Malolactic fermentation changes the acid that's naturally within the grape to a rounded lactic, is like lactose from the tart citrus. This seems to be like a couple different things happening, and that's not what normally happens with a really inexpensive wine. They tend not to do a lot of fancy things. They try to do tried and true, you know, good things, but tried and true things, and not to get too carried away. Because they got to come in for a price, and they want it to be good. And when you get fancy, you never know, because there's a lot of blending involved. But take another sip, because this is a tasty wine. Yeah, I mean, if you don't like buttery Chardonnay, this is not buttery. There's some vanilla here. They said brioche. I didn't really get the brioche on it. The back label mentioned brioche and lemon. Did get some lemon. Did get spice. I did get a few things. I did get nectarine. I did get some orange blossom honey. There's some nice flavors in here, but it's subtle. The flavors are really nice. They're not, they're distinct, but they're not overpowering. It's kind of, I'm kind of confused. Why is there a high-end boutique Napa Valley winery doing the one thing that you really don't need a high-end boutique Napa Valley winery to do is bottle the wine? Anybody can bottle the wine. I mean, the cheapest winery, the winery that makes $6 wines has the bottling line doesn't care what the price is. So this is kind of an interesting wine for me. The one that I actually really liked. I didn't know what to expect. I lately been liking the Santa Barbara Chardonnays and maybe the Central Coast Chardonnays over the Russian River, but this one is a favorite of mine. It's a new favorite. So there you go. I'm going to take one last sip and we'll wrap it up. Yeah, $12.99. It's a really good Chardonnay. It's the Trader Joe's Grand Reserve Russian River Chardonnay 2021. So there you go. Like us, we like your podcast, if you will, like always. And let's see, we have more wines coming up. It's going to be April. I think we got a few in before Easter. And we'll talk to everybody in a couple of days. Stay cool, stay warm or whatever. And adios. I'll be talking to everybody. Bye-bye.